Looks like the American handouts by liberal politicians just aren't enough for some illegal aliens. Because, you know, some legal migrants, they come to our country to pursue the American dream. Unfortunately, illegal aliens are becoming more and more viable. Yeah, you see them everywhere in New York. Why? Because Abbott's shipping them there. Well, many, not all, illegal migrants slip into our country without bringing any of their own plans or dreams with them, often expecting our resources and generosity to be enough for them to live off of. Well, now they're fleeing to Canada because it just ain't good enough here. I'm Gary Franchi, and I want you to keep up with the latest news. Hit subscribe and enable your notifications. Before I get to that, are widespread food shortages next? It looks like it. It feels like it'll hit at any moment. Are you ready? Have you stocked up for at least 3 months? If not, click more below and check out preparewithgary.com for new lower prices. Save $200 on a 3-month emergency food kit plus free shipping. Visit preparewithgary.com right now and save $200 per kit. Now back to the news. The exodus of illegal aliens from New York City to Canada on taxpayer-funded buses is a gentle reminder of the struggle many have been facing in the Big Apple and of their decision that even this great city is not enough for them. After years of promises made by politicians, access to housing and employment necessary for full integration remain but a dream for many. The New York they all envision in their dreams is no more, and now they want out to a better country. We Love Trump reports that migrants are heading north to Canada because New York City has become so crime-ridden and disgusting. Despite being housed in fancy hotels, some migrants fled the Big Apple because of homelessness and drug abuse. Fox and Friends have reported the protests that occurred outside the Watson Hotel recently. Watch.
Okay, protests broke out when dozens of people refused to leave the Watson Hotel in Midtown Manhattan. The city is kicking them out and relocating them to the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal. Mayor Eric Adams has ordered construction of a temporary emergency shelter there for people who are in this country trying to stay here after crossing our southern border. Some of them told reporters conditions will be inhumane and there won't be enough food for them. So they want to leave the high-dollar hotel and go to a structure that the mayor is going to build for them. Brian.
It's outrageous. I think it's more to do with the fact that it's going to be all male. They're starting to break it up. Remember we saw 2 weeks ago? Mm. We saw sex in the hallways. We saw drinking and booze fest in the lobbies.
Well, we didn't see it.
Sounds like
right.
College.
Right.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
Right.
Report.
Some colleges, yeah.
As I've heard.
Yeah. Okay.
Brian, certain tell movies. Your friends to leave.
Right.
Brian's blushing.
Yeah. I mean, basically, I forgot what we were talking about. but I'm just saying, so they want to stop at the fraternity house, and they don't want to go to the Brooklyn campus for free, where they eat for free, where we also found out that 90% of the food that was brought into places like this hotel was tossed out because they didn't like it. So I cannot believe the audacity of somebody who would come to our country illegally, take a free bus ride to the number one city in the country, and then decide that they're going to pick and choose the free accommodations that they're getting.
It's disgraceful. Reports in the New York Post indicate that state taxpayers will continue to pay for the transport of migrants to Canada. Fox asked Mayor Adams if such reports were true, and here's what he had to say. Take a look.
Is it true that some of the migrants are asking to go to Canada and we're getting them a bus ticket?
An amazing partnership with Catholic Charities who they have a history of being there for those in need. Those who are seeking to go somewhere else, not we're pushing or forcing, if they're seeking to go somewhere else, we are helping in the reticketing process. What we found that people had other destinations, but they were being compelled only to come to New York City, and we are assisting in interviewing those who seek to go somewhere else. Some want to go to Canada. Some wants to go to warmer states, and we are there for them as they continue to move on with their pursuit of this dream.
One migrant told the New York Post that, quote, I'm going to Canada for a better quality of life for my family. Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, has asked the White House for assistance. In December, Adams expressed frustration, and he was referring to the nearly 21,000 migrants who have been bused to New York since last year. The mayor's press office has simultaneously sought to portray itself as pro-migrant, sharing that asylum seekers are also receiving free round-trip tickets on New York City ferries every day. By providing illegal immigrants with luxurious accommodations while they're unlawfully in the country, we're sending a message that breaking the law is acceptable and that those who do so will be rewarded. This ultimately encourages more of the same behavior, which makes sense why those who were evicted didn't take too favorably to the situation. It's disgusting how entitled these illegals think they are, and New York should be ashamed that even illegals want nothing to do with their drug-infested city. Let's continue the conversation in the comments below for the Next News Network. I'm Gary Franchi. Thank you for watching that report. I'd like to ask you a question. Are widespread food shortages the next big thing? As far as I can tell, it looks like it. Whenever I look around, it seems like everything is going to come crashing down at any moment. You're ready, aren't you? Are you prepared with at least 3 months worth of food stocked up in case of an emergency? Well, you can find new lower prices from My Patriot Supply if you tap more below and go to preparewithgary.com, where you'll find new lower prices from My Patriot Supply. In addition, save $200 on a 3-month emergency food kit and get free shipping as well. There's enough food in this kit to nourish one person for a solid 3 months. The kit includes breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. It provides you with 2,000 calories a day, which will keep you full and satisfied throughout the day. Now is the perfect time for you to save $200 on our preparewithgary.com kit. The kits will be shipped to you fast and free of charge. That's preparewithgary.com. We'll see you at the next report for the Next News Network. I'm Gary Franchi.
You possess the power to impact the global narrative. Please share this report. And to get more videos like this, become a Next News subscriber by clicking the link below. Thank you for watching the Next News Network.